I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Can you imagine trying to count thousands of bats huddled inside a dark cave? That is the daunting task that faces a number of West Virginia DNR officials during the winter months. We'll talk more about the winter bat survey right after this.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
Bats are best counted while they're hibernating, but even then, it's a tricky proposition, according to DNR biologist Craig Styler.
When you see the bats, you start clicking them away on a cave wall or whatever. We have really dense clusters, and our endangered bats tend to form very dense clusters, I mean, 300 to 500 per square foot. We usually have two or three people count the cluster, and if we're all really close, we'll take an average. Really big clusters, and we're talking clusters that may have thousands of bats. We'll actually take photographs of the clusters with a ruler next to them and then get an average density per square foot and then measure the cluster.
Each year, the state counts the bats in a certain number of caves. The caves are alternated year to year, so there's actually a count every 2 years on bat colonies that use West Virginia caves for their wintering. Styler says they count every bat, regardless of the species, but they're particularly interested in those caves that harbor the endangered Virginia big-eared bats and the Indiana bats.
Yeah, there's several caves that they occur in. They both like caves that are quite cold, colder than a lot of our other bats. So take Hellhole Cave in Germany Valley. Has the largest concentration of Virginia big ears anywhere in the world, and it has the largest concentration of Indiana bats that we have in this whole region. So it's a very important case.
This year, most of the Indiana bat haunts are being tabulated. Last year, it was the Virginia big-eared haunts. Typically, these caves are closed in the winter so as not to disturb the bats and then open up to exploring in the summer. But Styler says biologists are learning about a problem in New York State that's quite dreadful to those who monitor bat caves.
Well, a number of our caves have gates at the entrance, and it depends on when the bats are there. If we have caves that are just hibernating colonies, the caves are usually open in the summertime, let people enjoy the caves. We got an interesting situation coming up this year, though, that we've never seen, and that's up in New York State and Vermont, they found what they're calling a white nose syndrome, and it's a disease or a pathogen that's affecting bats, and they show up with a fungus around their nose, but they've literally lost thousands of bats in some of their caves. And we're real concerned about that moving down to West Virginia. So we've actually been checking all our bats pretty closely to make sure we don't have it here.
And so far, so good. They have not found it in any West Virginia caves, but for fear it could spread, they may keep those caves closed to cavers during the summer months, too. We'll keep you posted on the results and the findings. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.